Crime Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Third hour of the Bodner Report. This is the Bodner Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Bodner is my name, and we're here today on the third hour of the 13th, Saturday, 13th of October, 2018. I'm just sorting through files to prioritize them here for the rest of the program. And I'll give out the phone number 800-313-9443 if you've something to add to what we're covering today. And we just finished this article by Mike Adams, and he's last page. It's an outstanding article. I'll just run the title again. It's a long-winded title: The Real War for Future of Humanity. Democrats increasingly possessed by demonic forces that seek to exterminate humanity, and Portland, Oregon is the epicenter of that. That's the reason I read that story before this one. And it's by Mike Adams, and it's on his website, Natural News. Current article, right up to date. But anyway, we have a caller, Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn.
Good morning, Mr. Parton. It's just turned into Sunday here. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, the same here, yeah. So what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to what you're talking about, this article from Mike Adams about... Was it his writing also where he was talking about the anti-human agenda of the LGBT?
Oh, yeah. It's quite a long article. It was nearly a half an hour on it, yeah?
Yeah. I've been listening on my way home here from work. Here's the problem. He really kind of, the stuff that he was talking about, the anti-human agenda of the LGBT and an indoctrination of kids and everything, that seemed really cogent. But when he... starts to talk about this, all the stuff of this demonic stuff, he really muddies the waters, and I'm not sure it's even helpful, and I think it to some degree fails to take into account the power of human sin itself, or human evil. One doesn't have to, I definitely think demonic entities do exist.
Hold on, just a minute, let me counter that. He's not confusing anything. There's a certain things that you don't understand, apparently, but this behavior is the extension of all of us do things wrong, etc., right, and are responsible for bits of crime, mild crime, serious crime, and all the rest of it. But this is a progression, and the LGBT thing, which came out of nowhere and has been shoved down our throat, which represents about 1/10,000th of 1% of society, it should not be up there as a major thing, and they should not be indoctrinating young children about it. Okay.
Oh, definitely. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I totally agree that there is evil. There could be, there's certainly human agency involved, and there could well be evil, supernatural influence in there. It's certainly anti-human, but in the sense that there are many, I do have something of an educational background in religion, and I have a BA in biblical studies with a minor in psychology. Mm-hmm. I'm a registered nurse by profession, and I've worked in psychiatric facilities and that stuff like that. So I understand this question of evil and, this is the nature of evil entities. But in terms of cleansing, this idea of cleansing the earth of demons, that is not going to happen, because he demonstrates a fundamental lack of understanding as to what a demon is in either Jewish or Christian.
Okay, I'll talk about this. You're splitting a hair there. You're acknowledging that there are demons and evil, and like people I know who are on heroin exhibit this kind of demonic possession in many ways. Won't go into it, but they do. And that's why that happens in voodoo in Africa. It's the same agenda, same type of thing. but you can't rid the earth of evil. That's a hell of a statement. So we just stand idly by and don't want to.
If there are these demons, I mean, Christians are supposed to have the authority in the name of Christ to cast them out. So if people, talking about this evil, there's a big difference between a demon, and i.e. an unclean spirit, and a fallen angel or something like that.
You'd want to be really into studying it to know the big difference. I don't know what the big difference is, but it's demonic behavior. Give it a, I wouldn't split the hair on
there's
titles.
There's a huge...
We wouldn't want to be getting into splitting hairs on titles. We know what we're talking about here.
Well, there's actually they don't. And no, angelic beings are very different than unclean spirits. Unclean spirits, they have to, look for the biblical origin of what unclean spirits actually are. And if you look at the Jesus casting the spirits out of the Gadarene demoniac, he said, the one that said it was legion, for we are many. He was going to cast them into the dry places appointed for them, and they begged to be cast into the swine, and then they went into the herd of swine, and they drowned themselves. Okay, unclean spirits are these spirits that are caught sort of between heaven and earth, because you have in Genesis 6, you have this procreation between angelic beings and human beings, or these fallen Nephilim creatures, these fallen angels, the Nephilim. And then you have these hybrid human angel beings. And then when these beings were drowned in the flood of Noah, you have this disembodied spirit. Okay, when humans die, it's appointed unto all men once to die, and then the judgment. Okay, and then but these half breeds, these angelic human half breeds, these are the evil demonic spirits that want to enter into human bodies. Because they were originally conceived as having bodies, but these bodies died. Okay, so that's why you have these wandering spirits, and this is a widely accepted understanding of where unclean. Because God certainly didn't create unclean spirits. How did the spirits get unclean? God didn't
Whoa. We're in a realm called humanity on the earth here, where we have free will. Therefore, demonic behavior crops up. It's part of the human carrier.
Well, no, that's human evil. That's distinctly different.
Human and spirit, you can't separate them. You just can't separate them, really.
The human spirits do not hang around the earth when they die, PJ. That's what I'm saying. If I know that.
But you're going into academic arguments here. You really are.
No, I'm going into pertinent arguments. Mike Adams is indulging in babbling about something about which he knows nothing. I'm not being merely academic.
I think he's a pretty knowledgeable guy. Well, you should take that up with Mike Adams and see how you go.
I'm well aware of Mike Adams. I've been listening to him for years. I know Mike Adams' shtick, okay? Yeah. And people, when they wax effusive about things about which they know next to nothing, generate foolishness. And that's what Mike Adams is doing in this realm. Of these matters about which he knows nothing, and I am not merely being academic.
What you're doing by saying that, you're peddling New Age beliefs, basically. So no responsibility.
I'm not peddling New Age beliefs. I am not. I am a Christian. No, I am not peddling New. This has nothing to do with New Age.
New Age beliefs lead to demonic possession. New Age beliefs are a hollow, empty shell. Yeah. Well, anyway, no need to shout.
You're making accusations that are totally untrue. I am a Christian. Jesus is the Jewish Savior.
I'm listening to what you say. You can describe yourself as this, that, and the other, but I'm listening to what you say. The main thing in a program like this is we're describing what is going on in these matters,
and neither you nor Mike Adams do. Okay, so you're both babbling foolishness. And also, by the way, you can't explain it to anybody either.
Yeah. Okay. You're just launching an attack. Okay, right you are. Okay, you won't discuss it. Okay, Ken, we'll move on.
And PJ, could you stop mumbling, please?
Stop mumbling. Okay. Right. I don't shout at people like that anyway, that's for sure. But I speak faster than most Americans, that's fine. But I forgot which state. Where is he? In Philadelphia. Okay. But anyway, we finish up Mike Adams' article, which is an outstanding article. And he's saying here, But yeah, he's talking about Google taking it on themselves to ban people. After banning Natural News, InfoWars, and thousands of other liberty-orientated websites, the video and video channels, Google now claims it's a conspiracy theory to believe they exert any bias at all. Well, that's a barefaced lie, isn't it, from Google. Nobody could engage with Google now unless they're split into 100 pieces, ideally. That's the ideal thing for them. The BBC is not far behind them. Google is saturated with evil, which is exactly what enables the discredited technology company to build suppression and surveillance system for every evil communist regime like Red China, where religion is criminalized by the evil government regime, and they're giving social credits, which is a another way of controlling people. And he goes on to say, these actions on the part of Google have recently led to Google engineers to flee the company to escape the intense evil and presence that they're experiencing there. Okay, another caller, Mike in Kentucky. Hello. Hello. Hello, Mike in Kentucky. Have we any caller? Do we have Mike?
Now I'm on. Hey.
Okay. Well, I'm reading out to you about demonic stuff, and I'm being accused of being demonic almost by our last caller. So what's new down in Kentucky? Any demonic white brats running around the streets down there?
Well, over here in Kentucky, I don't know. They've had rumors of all kinds of fun stuff for a long time. It is mm-hmm. October on top of that, mm-hmm. you know, so yeah, it is the month for that, but... You know, Mike Adams's article there, and mm-hmm. a lot of stuff that I've studied in the last 25 years really remind me of a book by a guy who was banned for like 80 years from the Soviet Union, Yevgeny Zamyatin. He had a little book, a novella called We, and I think Mr. Blair, which wrote, you know, under Orwell, wrote 1984, and Aldous Huxley, both, I think, borrowed from this guy, and I believe several other science fiction genres have taken from this, his novel, which I think was written in like 1917 or something, you know? So it was banned from the Soviet Union. Well, anyway, in his Future Shock Society, way back then, they had like, you know, aerocopters, and it was written in Russian, so there's a couple of translations, but all of society was surrounded by a green wall, and you were only, it was an approved area that humans could live in, and the way they made the people compatible with this hive mind society is that they burned out a part of their brain and their imagination or whatever, and they had this society was unified behind this project called the Integral, a space probe. It was a lot like Animal Farm that Orwell wrote, where that all the animals were unified behind this project for a windmill, and the windmill was going to solve all their problems. But I see this technology that's coming down the pike having that potential mm-hmm. to actually burn out parts of your brain for various reasons. 5G, the MIMO stuff,
Who developed this? Natural evil being out there, spiritual and physical, whatever you want to say about it, there is both types. But the modern technology is a integrated part of that. I read out an article earlier on from the head of the NHS in England stating that young people presenting with mental problems due to too much technology and they're involved in. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, the social autism has been observed, I think, by pediatricians for quite some time because children are sucked mm-hmm. into their devices. They're not mm-hmm. engaging face to face with real people as much. And so they can't read their emotions. They, mm-hmm. you know, when they've done experiments where they have people, you know, actors, I guess, in a circle in a room, and they all pretend to be mad or pretend to be happy or pretend to be sad, and children walk into the room and cannot tell what mm-hmm. the mood of the room is because they cannot read emotions anymore. It's a social autism.
That's pretty bad, yeah.
Wow. Well, and what's worse is you want to induce Alzheimer's in somebody and reduce their short-term memory, shrink their hippocampus by mm-hmm. isolating them from human contact and social interaction. Boom.
That's right, yeah.
So, I mean,
yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, we're surrounded by it. Considering this area, mental health services are grossly underfunded in Britain and in America, it's shocking. But the myriad of problems, I ask myself, I'm describing what is going on as best I can from these very good sources. And it's accurate information. It's not speculation. But
are you a fan of Stephen King at all, the novelist?
I've heard of him. Yeah, I'm not a deep reader.
I believe I've only read one of his books. I think I might have read The Stand, or and I heard some of them books on tape. But Christine was a car that was possessed by a demon. I guess you might have seen the movie, perhaps.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's a few of those. I mean, there's a few of those where machines mm-hmm. get possessed by demons. And, mm-hmm. you know, how I would like to know how computer programmers are going to be able to tell if they create or think they create an artificial intelligence that what they might have done is just invited a demonic spirit to possess their machine. I have mm-hmm. to wonder. You know, like in the Terminator movie series with Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, these machines came back in time and tried to protect yeah. themselves from so that they could be created in the first place. It's kind of a time paradox.
Artificial intelligence gone mad. But it's like this article I read earlier on. We've read many of them over the months here. Predictive programming. The police are using that in wild extensions of... just proper policing would find out criminals, and indeed the behavior of criminals. If they use properly trained psychologists, they could know the criminals that shouldn't be circulating freely in society. But this predictive programming and putting on people on no-fly lists, that's actually going on in America right now.
The concept has been around, you know, for a while, I think. The guy that wrote Blade Runner, which I saw a movie, cinema manager let me in at a young age to see that with Harrison Ford when I was underage. But, it had me looking at all this genetic mm-hmm. engineering and stuff. Before Star Wars came out with Clone Wars, I've been paying attention to a lot of that sort of stuff, and I ran across a book that was written in 1964. The guy actually had to update the intro or preface to the book because in open academic circles, they had created a virus from scratch by 1965 when he published his book. It's called The Biological Time Bomb. And I think that's one of the things that they're looking at right now.
A virus to do what?
Oh, they just took, like, proteins and enzymes and created a virus from scratch.
What was the virus going to do?
Just to replicate itself, you know, just to be able to create a virus from scratch. They'd taken apart a virus in academic circles in 1955, according to his book. But, I mean, you know, the recombinant DNA where they used viruses to splice different organisms together, which now they're trying to put forward this idea that anything that's been selectively bred by humans is genetically modified. They're trying to change the definition of what genetically modified organism is. And,
I know, that's part of the criminality. The farm industry is trying to get drugs described as food, which is outrageous. Because alternative
Look back at the Bible, though. What was the big thing about Noah? He was perfect in his generation. He had not been genetically mm-hmm. polluted. They're trying to pollute everything.
Okay. Well, yeah, probably so. Okay.
They're trying to
Well, anyway, thanks for that anyway. We're going to a break, and we'll talk to you sometime soon. We'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
From the first break of the third hour. We have a third caller today, Jenna in Washington. Hello, Jenna.
Well, hi, PJ. Good evening. The topic and conversation about no fly zone, you know, no flying restriction, it kind of is in line with, I just did some reading about the Real ID Act. And
I see.
Have you heard about that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And the facial recognition as part of that. You
took the words out of my mouth. The one next story I have in front of me here is, should Chicago reject a proposal for facial recognition surveillance? But carry on anyway, yeah?
Well, it's all according to, it's like your actual ID. Once you get the Real ID, because you can't fly without it, as of October 1st, 2020, that's when it's
really. Thanks for telling me that.
The states all need to comply with this federal limits, so it becomes a federal identity. in the system within your state. So they're kind of just sliding this in. It's approved, and it has to be approved by Homeland Security. And they started doing this in, like, 2004. So they've been working at how they're going to do this. So if you don't if you're in the United States, October 1st, 2020, you won't be able to fly without a real ID, and you won't be able to enter into any federal building either. So this will affect people where you're not going to be able to get on. There are other ways. You could have a passport, but with this, you know, I started looking into how the federal agency, you know, they're trying to make it sound nice, like, well, you don't really have to get a real ID, but it, it seems like it's going to be pushed in Washington State. They're moving it right along.
It has to be stopped at the top. You can't fight this from the bottom up. It has to be intercepted at the top. And again, as I say, I must be covering about 100 issues in this program, and I ask myself how to prioritize them. How do we fight this? It's even with the most bravest person and the most capable person, it's overwhelming, the list of attacks on us. It's absolutely shocking. We're reading out about Portland, Oregon being handed over to mobs. It's shocking, the thuggery, and it was on Fox News. I don't know if you saw it recently. Some people don't have a TV. Do you have a TV up there, yeah? You do watch TV? Yeah?
No, not at all.
No, you don't.
I haven't near.
Well, it's worth having it as a reference. I only watch it through the internet, but selectively. What it was is worth watching. But if a TV out in the kitchen it hasn't been turned on for 2 years, but although the most of the network did cover those thugs stopping cars in Portland, etc., etc. But sorry, go on. What else was on your mind, Jim?
Like on the Homeland Security, because if you're just seeking out facts on the real ID, and because it has to be approved by Homeland Security, I was just looking at the, you know, the technology that they're proceeding to use for facial imaging with cameras, three-dimensional facial recognition, and how fast they would be able to, with algorithms, identify people. You know, that's the direction that it is
also
going.
Well, it would frame people as well. Well, how come they haven't thrown up, caught more so-called real designated terrorists and criminals around the world, including financial criminals, right? But it's been perpetrated on us for the control of society. It's truly demonic. It's absolutely. It's the extension of the 666, the mark of the beast. There's no doubt about it.
Right. And, yeah, I listened to a speaker present this, and he's like, well, it's just how it is. You know, there is no opting out, and this is the direction it's all going in. And, there, you know, back in 2007, there were some people that were opposing it, and how many different, liberties are being violated through this action, this database of enrolling our images at, you know, hundreds of thousands a day, and the processing of our information. I just thought I'd mention that. I was just looking also into the 1631 with the carbon fee and how the Clean Act is welcoming the industrious, independent people that really want to utilize free energy and come up with ideas like a biochar sequestration. So, it's like that's comforting for me to go in that direction.
At least something in legislation is going in your direction, inadvertently, you could say. Yeah. Well, that's good news. Okay.
It is.
Our caller earlier on, he wanted a verbal fight on really splitting hairs on what, okay, there's spiritual evil and there's human evil, but overall it's evil. That's the way I look at it.
Right.
And this is Satan's realm. I'm quoting very good quality pastors, I know. We're in Satan's realm, and it's a trial to get to the end of it. But by God, it was never as worse as now. War is one thing, but this perpetual seeping cancer of, what we say, an attack on us on hundreds, dozens of levels of normal society. It's just persecution, absolute persecution.
Absolutely. But, you know, on a day-to-day life, you judge people by their actions, not their words, and you can tell people that live by the golden rule. And that's a basic, you know, principle that you can identify when someone's out of line, and that's probably someone you can't necessarily change, but you can choose not to interact with them. So, you know, it's like, yeah, there are all these forces. And there's also good forces, and the good, you just identify them, and you want to associate, like with, like, you know, we mentioned Jim Lee, we mentioned Brendan O'Connell, we keep calling into RBN, because the good continue to associate and bring truth to help each other get along.
One last thing, the... you can rent one of those meters very cheaply, an EMP meter, for checking the amount of cell tower radiation around you, and you can check out what are acceptable levels and what are not. I saw one the other day that the reading for we shouldn't have a baby monitor in a cot, but it shouldn't be Wi-Fi, because the maximum around a child is something like 50, and some of the baby monitors are giving off 18,000 outputs a minute or whatever it was, and it's just shocking. But I'm getting hold of one of those meters at the end of the month here. But you can rent those meters for $30 a week. But are you near a cell tower where you are?
Not super close, and people don't get reception out here, so that's
for now
we're but I know they may be encroaching with the 5G, and there's people still walking around with cell phones, but you know what? I did throw out a name, and a long time ago, I was trying to prompt an interview with Brendan, and we are in communication with Brendan O'Connell. Would you be interested in interviewing him?
He's doing endless interviews with Michael Herzog, who's out on his own now, although Herzog is off the air at the moment due to funding problems. But I said send him on a message that. To contact me, you have my cell phone number on the various emails I sent you.
I do.
And if he phones me, I'll talk to him, sure, and we'll set up a good program on that. That's fine, Okie dokie.
Yeah, great. Okay, well, thank you, PJ.
Okay, talk to you soon. Thanks a lot.
Okay
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. That's Jen in Washington up there, and... In Olympia, battling all these same problems in a rural part of, there's no escape from it, even a rural part of Washington State, which is a spectacular state. But they're battling all these problems. But she's able to carry on with her biochar operation, which is good, considering the legislation stops you from collecting rainwater in some states. It's an outrage. So one of the next stories in line, I'll try to put them in sequence today. Chicago should reject a proposal for a private sector face of surveillance. Showing the print here, an unusual writer, Saeed Butter, writing this article for Activist Post, and he's saying a proposed amendment to the Chicago Municipal Code would allow businesses to use face surveillance systems that could invade, that's the word, biometric and location privacy and violate a pioneering state privacy law adopted by Illinois a decade ago. EFF joined a letter with several allied privacy organizations. I don't know if EFF is privacy organizations explaining our concerns, which include issues with both the proposed law and the invasive technology it would irresponsibly expand. At its core, facial recognition technology is an extraordinary menace to our digital liberties. Unchecked, the expanding proliferation of surveillance cameras coupled with constant improvements in facial recognition technology can create a surveillance infrastructure that the government and big companies can use to track everywhere we go in public places, including who we are with and what we are doing. Crikey. The system will deter law-abiding people from exercising their First Amendment rights in public places, given continued inaccuracies in facial recognition systems, many people will be falsely identified as dangerous or wanted on warrants, which will subject them to unwanted and often dangerous interactions with law enforcement. This system will just desperately burden people of color who suffer a higher face positive rate due to additional flaws in these emerging systems. In short, police should not be using facial recognition technology at all, nor should businesses that wire their surveillance cameras into the police spying networks. Moreover, the Chicago ordinance would violate the Illinois Biometric Information System, BIPA. The state law adopted by Illinois statewide in 2008 is a groundbreaking measure that sets a national standard. It requires companies to gain informed opt-in or consent from the individual before collecting biometric information from that person or disclosing it to a third party. It also requires companies to store biometric information securely, sets a three-year limit on retaining information before it must be deleted, and empowers individuals whose rights are violated to enforce its provisions in court. Okay. And finally saying, having overcome several previous attempts to rescind or water down its requirements at the state level, BIPA now faces a new threat in a recently proposed municipal amendment in Chicago. This is the most lawless city in America, next probably second only to Portland. The proposal to add a section on face geometry data to the city's municipal code would allow businesses to use controversial and discriminatory face surveillance systems pursuant to licensing agreements with the Chicago Police Department. But again, the police state marches on. But you have to start at the beginning and elect people who will fight this and dismantle this system. It's shocking. And just going to 5G for the rest of the program. This is something, again, it's gruesome to talk about, but it has to be stopped. Pollution caused by, we start at the lower end. Pollution caused by wireless Wi-Fi radiation is the topic of Wireless Silent Spring. And there's an article here written by B.N. Frank, he's a good technical writer. Rachel Carson, he's quoting Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring, was written about environmental harm being caused by pesticides, is credited as helping to jumpstart the environmental movement. Okay, this is going back a bit. First serialized in The New Yorker in 1962, the book alarmed readers across America and not surprisingly brought a howl of indignation from the chemical industry. If man were to faithfully follow the teachings of Miss Carson, complained an executive of the American cyanide company, we would return to the dark ages, paraphrase lie, and insects and diseases, and vermin would once again inherit the earth. Monsanto published and distributed 5,000 copies of a brochure parodying Silent Spring entitled The Desolate Year, relating the devastation and inconvenience of a world where famine, disease, and insects run amok. Well, famine, disease will be the direct result from using a glyphosate, Agent Orange. Look what it did to the forest. It was designed to wipe out the green growth of Cambodia. The war in Vietnam spread into Cambodia. The forests of Cambodia ordered up by Lyndon Johnson. But that's just a starter article on this Wi-Fi problem. And Derek Rose educates Houston City Council on 5G. Okay, we'll write that. See what he said here to the council. He's a prolific writer on Activist Post. And he said, by the conscience resistance, wherever they are. On Tuesday, October 9th, that was only a few days ago, Derek Rose spoke to the Houston City Council about the dangers of blindly supporting the 5G technology rollout. Referring to a video here, so we're screwed. I can't show the video, but maybe I suspect that was only a day ago. I'm sure he'll write that up as an article for the site that he's on, Activist Post. But the two other stories have several on 5G. Washington, D.C. Advisory Neighborhood Commissioners concerned about the health opposes 5G in new resolution. Okay. And the other one is 5G network uses same EMF waves as Pentagon crowd controls equipment. Anyway, this article, Washington, D.C. advises neighborhood commissioners
concerned about health and opposing 5G resolution. And again, BM Frank writing this. Activist Post continues to report about how now past federal legislation continues. Convoluted senses there, right? Activist Post continues to report about now past federal legislation, continued opposition and health concerns regarding the race for 5G, which allows telecom companies to install 5G cell towers and other wireless infrastructure above ground and below, basically wherever they want, including in front of homes. Okay, we'll take a call. We've got Mir in Wisconsin. Hello, Mir. M-E-R. Am I pronouncing that right? Hello. Hello there. How are you? I remember you were on before, yeah?
Yeah.
What's on your mind, yeah?
Well, I wanted to tell you a couple things. Now, Glenn was getting a little upset there, but I think if he saw the pictures that went along with the article, it wasn't just that it was a transgender or whatever. That was demonic. It has horns on its head. I mean, it was frightening for children in a library.
You have the same article I have, yeah. They're bringing these people into schools in California. It's supposed to be education. It's absolutely confusing young people. It's a vicious attack on people. But I don't know what kind of parents these children have to let that happen. And the teachers should be fired and never let your children again.
It's going on for generations now where the state is the family. They demand that you get vaccinations and all this other rubbish, you know, because they've divorced us from God. And they've done a pretty good job of it. People have let them do that. So, of course, nature pours a vacuum, and who rushes in but evil if you're going to shut out the good?
And just to add to what you say there, you know that book, I didn't read it, but Hillary Clinton wrote this well-wound, wrapped up in woolly language. It was totally demonic. It takes a village, meaning it takes a village and a society and a state to raise your child. So basically she's indicating that the child is not yours and the child should be raised by the state.
Communitarianism right there.
Oh, absolutely, barefaced, absolutely 100% communitarianism. And for that book to be allowed on the shelves, well, not allowed on the shelves, but to not to be pilloried and destroyed in criticism is shocking. And people just nod nonchalantly at this kind. It's shocking.
There's a video, and I didn't sign in. I had seen a still from it. And apparently it was Anthony Weiner's life insurance. He captured Hillary and Huma with a stiletto, sliced the face off of a girl, and then wore it in front of her to raise the adrenaline in her blood.
This is a demonic seance.
This is on YouTube. You have to sign in for age or whatever, but I couldn't watch that. I saw one still picture of that, and that's... But this is the kind of thing all of these people are doing all the time. And they have a tremendous amount of dark power. See, people don't realize. They say, well, why didn't they pick them up and do this with them and that with them like they should? Because they have this barrier of this dark power. You know, people don't understand.
I think they have control of the likes of Jeff Sessions, who is part of the deep state, and
I think there's a lot more going on there. Remember, he barely squeaked through the Senate, you know, when he was being approved.
Yeah.
Rod Rosenstein sailed through, approval. Sessions barely squeaked through. No, I think there's a...
Sessions was playing a double game. He was with that job and sucking up to Trump. And of course, Trump is very gullible, and I'd highlight, and I'm not going to interrupt you, just to add what you're saying. Trump's biggest flaw is...
PJ, we're being fed a line here. I'm telling you, this man, Trump, he's just a man. We're all just people, and none of us perfect. But we're being fed a line by this Talmud Stream Media. Why are they so fearful that they can't even take a good picture of the man for their news? Why?
I'm describing within the whole system that it has to be Trump. It had to be Trump, not Hillary Clinton. But Trump has appalling flaws. Like one of the strongest traits Winston Churchill has that kept him going in one of the war was he was a very good judge of people.
Wait a minute. Let's stop right here.
Hold on. Let me finish. Trump is an appalling judge of people. He's using guesswork a lot of the time. He's not a very good judge of people. That's what I want to say. Okay? Carry on.
Well, I think we're in a different time right now. And if you will notice, right on the 10th, he said something about the Federal Reserve, and there was a prophetic thing back in The Economist the 10th day of the 10th month, and that was in 1988, and was projected for 2018. And that is the day, at one of these rallies, he chose to talk about the Federal Reserve. Now, remember when he went off on the fake news? No one expected that. And these are the two major pillars. They have to own the money, the usury, and the propaganda. Now, he started unraveling the propaganda, so now maybe he's going to unravel this system of money that's worldwide.
Well, we hope he does. We want him to do that, and so-called draining the swamp. But he has added demonic creatures to the system, with Pompeo, Jeff Sessions, and John Bolton. There's no excuse for appointing them.
What can each of us do? What can each of us do? Huh, PJ? Pray, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You start in your own backyard, demand standards from people around you without trying to get into too much conflict.
Demand standards of yourself. We can only change ourselves, PJ.
Oh, no, you have to take part in society. Hold on. That's a bald-headed statement. You're not qualifying what you say there. You have to take part in society as well. Otherwise, you're not.
You can't change it. You can only change yourself. You can help change, but you can't force it. I wanted to tell you about Portland.
Well, you're splitting a hair there. You can only change yourself. You can change. One person can make a difference in a lot of ways.
Sure, but do you make the difference by changing yourself?
We're talking about presumed that we're doing the right thing.
Coming on here and sharing your time with us in the middle of the night where you are. That's pretty big of you, you know. And we appreciate it.
No. Oh, I'm not doing you a favor. I want to do it, but I see it's not me. I never hardly ever use the word I or me or my program. It's the information. It has a name, the Barden Report, but it's the information. I'm glad to talk to people like yourself, but we have to debate these things and check each other out that we're talking about the same language, you know?
Well, we also have to encourage each other. We have to promote the good.
Oh, yes.
And that's what I want to do. Mike in Kentucky that was on, I haven't listened to it yet, but I put it in your chat room. He was the guest host on Farron Shoaf's show this morning and
I missed that. I know Farron used to do this hour. Well, who are you talking about? Who is the guest again? Sorry?
Mike in Kentucky that called in, has the accent?
Yeah.
So I put that in your chat room, the Barden Report, gotchatango.com. And I could send to you if you'd like. But I wanted to tell you about Portland, Oregon, okay? Mm-hmm. That has a very dark history and ongoing. Uh-huh. And it's related, the D.C., Washington, and Hollywood, and this Pedogate is also involved up in there in Portland. There's some of the same players that are caught up in there that are doing things. They build small coffins, for one thing, so that tells you a lot, but this is just rampant, this thing with children. But also in Portland is Clyde Lewis's Ground Zero. Now, people like to say how smart he is, but he actually, PJ, listen to this. He let a spirit enter him while he was on the air. That's the panic. I heard that happen. That's the panic. And also Ted Pike, you know, the National Prayer Network is near that area. Mm-hmm. And he had a beautiful, wonderful wife that had a brain tumor, supposedly, but they did surgery for like 4 hours. And she ended up demonically possessed and, you know, struggled with it, you know, tried to be his helpmate. He actually had trouble with a possession there for a little while because he was working on exposing the Talmud and all those intricacies. He ended up jumping off a bridge there in Portland. Okay?
I see. Well, that's okay. I just add one thing then. I've got to go to the next caller, but thank you for all that. But there's another thing about I do an article on when I get a proper article written by an expert. Having a full 100% anesthetic at the age of 60 and over can bring on Alzheimer's disease. Now, the medical profession have known this for 20 or 30 years, but it's only coming out now. And that is come up on part of the people after surgery might be taking on peculiar personalities because they have Alzheimer's. But anyway, thank you for that. I'm running out of time here, and we'll talk to you again soon, Mira. Thank you. And we go on finally to finish up with Clyde. I'm misreading the board here. Yeah, I'm misreading the board. That's okay. That's okay. That's a message here. He's referring to somebody she referred to. Okay, but anyway, we'll finish up today with Mira is saying there is very true. We're fighting all these elements. And Jenna as well in Washington, they are absolutely shocking. And we're coming to the epicenter of it now. If you go back a year and a year and a year and a year, the overload of information, I'm not overloading it. This is what is going on. I'm just touching the stuff coming out of very good sources. We haven't time really to discuss 5G today, but it's one of the things we are fighting. I hear the music. We're going to the last break of the day, and then we'll be back for a few minutes. So.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Mm-hmm.
we're going back in with Acrobolic again, the last few minutes of the program. But just to wrap up today, the deluge of information, I'm looking at ways I write a lot of stuff separately and publishing for a lot of stuff I don't get paid for, but soon we're on two paperbacks coming, but Cashless Society, a bulletin book on 5G. I have a massive tome of information here on 5G. I'm trying to condense it down to an hour of helpful information, but I badly need a website. It's a disgrace I don't have a website in this program. To parallel to these people, I can't handle very well Chatango. It's difficult to use, it really is, but I'm involved with two people now who can do a website, a basic website, and even the likes of me can type in information and refer to articles, and we badly need that on any program. Never mind the fact that most people have a video cam running. I don't want to see me. But as regards running short extracts from YouTube and real video, things that are relevant to what we're talking about, to make the program more interesting, that's sure, that is needed. I could do that, headers of articles that we won't get time to do today. We do them next week. But 5G thing, folks, of the myriad of things, it's number one now. It's shifted up to number one above GMOs. And, well, so this whole surveillance thing, 5G is a killer. It's going to destroy people's brains. And this entire area has to be brought up, the way it's affecting. And I'm glad this guy in the NHS of Britain has raised this. At least in Britain, they can rally around that. That and the electronic smog that we're living in, and the excessive tech. Like, people who are 18, 20, 25 now, I've just come in contact with a very good guy. I won't give his name. CJ somebody, he does technical work for Tom DeWeese, and he's an internet entrepreneur guy who promotes publishing across the internet, exactly what I'm looking for, and he does websites, etc., etc. But the prioritizing, it's one of 100, 27 areas, but it's areas where we're being attacked on health, on education, on surveillance, on pharma drugs. On everything we deal with this program, it's surreal. It's just hard to know how to prioritize within sections. And a thing I've done a lot on people with depression and mental illness, and I put out two today, solutions that glomantomy, the article is here. I did spell it out for people, but we need a website to back this up. There's a cure, this source they have from, I just reach over here and get it and repeat it again. It's worth doing. This cure, of course, you're not allowed to use the word cure in medicine. You'd be struck off if I was a doctor. Galantamine, G-O-L-A-N-T-A-M-I-N-E. They're now finding this is a powerful natural substance they get from daffodils for curing. It's called arresting completely. That's the evidence. Arresting completely the onslaught of dementia and Alzheimer's. So anybody with a relative with that, we'll do more on that in the weeks to come. But as I say, we'll be back this time next week with the Barton Report, and we'll talk to you then.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.